This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get back to Jabari in a second, but let's talk about Jalen Green for a minute, because Jalen had 30 in the game against the Hawks and I think 28 against Oklahoma City. And the last time we talked, last time we recorded a podcast, it was after a not so great Jalen Green game. And we talked about it a little bit, but for the most part, especially as we've covered the way we've covered them or covered the Rockets over the last few weeks, has been like acknowledging that everything seems to be pretty much on schedule with Jalen Green and Jabari Smith for that matter too. And we'll talk about that, but I want to ask you what has stood out about Jalen Green, particularly over these last couple of games. And to me, they talked about this, Steven Silas in particular, and Jalen Green himself too, but really just how he's playing defensively, man. And I feel like, you know, it's not like he's like this lockdown defender or anything, but I think he's improved tremendously on the defensive end. And it's particularly important for him because of his style of play and the Rockets overall, their style of play and just what their identity is as sort of an athletic team that wants to run and get up and down the floor and can really feed off of good defensive play. So that's what stood out to me, is just the fact that he is, you know, and that goes beyond just the last couple of games, that he's taken on the challenge of defending the best player. Obviously, we talked about how he's bulked up a little bit, kind of looks like more of an NBA body. And I've just been impressed with how he's taken on more of a defensive responsibility in year two. Wanted to get your thoughts about that and ask you what you have thought that has stood out about Jalen Green over the last couple of games.
For me, it's the efficiency the last couple of games, where, you know, he scores 30 points on 17 shots against Atlanta. Last night, it's 28 points on 19 shots, and he's been getting to the line a lot more. He didn't get to the line at all against Oklahoma City, but you look the games before that, in Dallas, he got to the line 7 times. Against Indiana, he made 15 trips to the free throw line. Golden State, 8. Atlanta, 9. So that's important for him to be able to get to the rim, absorb contact, and get calls. The playmaking, I think, has been a big step, where last night he has 9 assists, and he had 8 assists before he even had his first turnover. So the fact that he's, you know, been much better, the game is slowing down for him. You can tell every single night the game gets slower, to where he's seeing exactly what is happening on the floor. And I can't remember the exact wording that Steven Silas said after last night's game, but it was along the lines of, not only does he know where he should be on the floor, but he knows where everybody else is supposed to be on the floor. So he's basically directing the offense at this point, and I think that's important for him. Because you would like to, I'm sure they would like to see him handle the basketball a little bit more and to run the offense a little bit more, have the offense run through him. And the fact that he's been able to do that, and the fact that he can have 8 assists without a turnover in a game, I think matters a lot to if we're going to head in that direction.
Yeah, I feel like we're as close to Jalen Green to arriving as we've been. Like, or I'll put it this way, Adam, I feel as good about him as I felt since he got here, and I've always felt good about the pick. Like, we talk about it being on schedule. Like, to me, it's too early for all-star talk and all of that, but that trajectory, what you want the number 2 overall pick to look like exactly, to me, it's all there. I love that you mentioned the playmaking as well. I think he's taking a step there, and really just his overall game, picking his spots. And we were seeing this, honestly, man, talking about Jalen Green, we were seeing some of this toward the end of last year. Like, you talk about building off of the good things, the positives of how you ended a season, Jalen and his rookie year, and how things have translated into year two. I just feel like it's come together and that he's really built off of what we saw sort of coming together as a rookie.
Well, let's just go through some of the numbers. Field goal percentage last year, 42.6, this season, 43%. 3-point percentage, 34.3 last year, 36.3 this season. Free throw attempts, 3.5 last year, 5.1 this year. Rebounds, 3.4 last year, 4.3 this year. Assists, 2.6 this year, 2.6 last year, 3.8 this season. So you're seeing all the accounting stats, everything's going up. And yeah, the turnovers have gone up this year a little bit, but a lot of that is because he's had the ball a lot more.
So right.
He is, you know, development isn't necessarily linear, but you are seeing him get better just by looking at the numbers, and then the eye test says it as well.